Welcome to Ball is Life. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Thank you for joining. I am Jay Smooth here with my co-host today. People wanting them back.
Hey.
King KD.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Hey, so we're here. You know, we're about to talk about the playoffs, talk about what happened last night, talk about all of the, you know, the Clippers scandal that's going on. You know, Donald Sterling, we'll talk about that. Mike D'Antoni resigned, so
all hell,
okay. He is gone.
The Blippers, baby, Blippers.
It's the Clippers. Okay, you're not YG. You can't be talking about that, but let's get into it. Let's start off with, let's start off with what happened last night, the games. Last night there was 3 playoff games, so let's get into it. San Antonio beat Dallas 109-103. They take a 3-2 game lead. We'll talk. So, KD, King KD, what do you think about the series? San Antonio's up 3-2, and they beat the Mavericks 109-103. Even though Dallas has been, sticking in the games, they just...
I know San Antonio is a very tough team. I mean, they're always good. I mean, even though they have old players, I mean, they still have young players. But, I mean, Mavericks are hanging in there. I mean, I didn't expect them to be where they're at now. So it's a really big achievement for them. So I think this could potentially go into the game 7. So I don't even know. So it's really interesting.
Yeah, well, you know, they go to Dallas. Next game 6, they go to Dallas. So, game 6, they go to Dallas. And San Antonio is just, you know, they're using their veteran. You know, they're very experienced. They've been there. They went to the finals last year. They should have won the finals last year.
Yeah, they should have. Well, you know who's been really helping him out is Vince Carter. He's been really putting in work.
For the Dallas Mavericks.
He hit a game winner the last game to put him up to game, give him, what, game 2? Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's been really helping him out.
Yeah, and he did have, I think he had like 28 points last night. He did have 28 points. Parker led the way for the Spurs. He had 23 points. What do you think about Parker's playing?
Yeah, I was watching the highlights last night, and Parker was going to work.
Tony Parker.
I mean, he's ridiculous. He's one of the best point guards in the league. I mean, he's just great. I mean, he always looks out for his teammates, and he can also score, so he's really hard to guard. So
yeah.
I think he's a really good point guard.
Yeah.
I think he really did well.
Tony Parker, yeah, he could be like an MVP candidate, but, you know, Tim Duncan, he's stepping in at his old age, putting in work.
I think he just needs to retire, to be honest. I mean,
why?
Just after the season, maybe he should just call it quits.
Why should he call it quits?
He has gray hair and just, I don't know.
So? He has gray hair. He can still play basketball. He's going to retire because he has gray hair?
I mean, it's not because he has gray hair, but he just looks a little slow out there sometimes.
What do you mean? He's still one of the best power forwards in the game right now.
I don't know. I think Blake Griffin.
Well, Blake Griffin, I don't want to say surpassed him, but Blake Griffin is having a better season than him this year. But
Tim Duncan is getting, it's about that time where he needs to hang up the shoes and the jersey and call it quits.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I think he still's got a couple years in him. Still a couple years left. Look at Ray Allen. He's still playing.
Okay. Shuttlesworth.
Shuttlesworth, yeah. All right. So San Antonio beat Dallas 109-103. They take a 3-2 game series lead. They play in Dallas next game. So we'll see how that ends up. Who do you predict winning game 6? See San Antonio?
Game 6. Well, I think Dallas is going to want to get San Antonio back, so I think Mavericks might actually pull this one out, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think Dallas, I don't think they're gonna, you know, go down easy, so yeah. I put them a 5, but I expect San Antonio to close it out in 6 games.
Okay, that's respectable.
Yeah.
I mean, San Antonio, they're solid.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, San Antonio's just gonna put the nail in the coffin and beat Dallas. So, all right, there was another game, next game, in Toronto. It was the Toronto Raptors, Brooklyn Nets. Toronto had a 26-point lead at they one did. Point in this game. But Brooklyn came back, but they still fell up short. Toronto won 115 to 113.
Lowry, man, he saved the day.
He did. He,
saved the day.
The go-ahead three at the end.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was watching the highlights, and Lowry, he scored 36 points. I thought he was just phenomenal. Just thought he was phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Yeah, he was. He had 36 points, like you said. Joe Johnson had 30 points for the Brooklyn Nets. He was putting in work. He's been the only kind of consistent one for the Brooklyn Nets throughout this series because Deron Williams hasn't played a – he hasn't had a very good series. Paul Pierce. And talk about old. Kevin Garnett has been, like, he just disappeared.
Right?
Kevin Garnett is just – I didn't even know he's on the team. I didn't even know he's on the team. I thought he'd retire.
Right. I mean, in the fourth quarter, they scored 44 points. That's ridiculous. The Joe Johnson had 30.
And they still fell up short.
Yeah, still fell short. So I thought it's crazy. I mean, 44 points in a quarter. 12 minutes, you score 44 points. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Me. Well, they were going off. Joe Johnson was going off. Was Allen Anderson of the Brooklyn Nets. He's an unknown. He was hitting threes. I was like, what is going on here? And Deron Williams, he started getting into it, started getting some fast break points and all that. So Toronto takes a 3-2 game lead. And Toronto's young guys, you know, the young players that they have been really, you know, playing toe-to-toe with the veteran of the Brooklyn Nets.
Well, you know who I feel is kind of like not – I expected more out of him. Deron Williams, I really expected a lot more out of him. And I feel like he's kind of just, I don't know, going along with the flow. And I think he could do so much more for the Brooklyn Nets. And I just think I expect a lot more
out of him. He's supposed to be the leader. He's supposed to be the captain of the team, the point guard that usually – they are the captain. He's really been like inconsistent. He had a good first game. It was an average game one, but ever since that I haven't heard of him.
He's supposed to be an all-star. I expect a lot out of him.
A couple years ago he was referred to as one of the best point guards in the league, if not the best point guard, but you know, Chris Paul ran away with that one.
That's for sure.
So but I like the, you know, Toronto's young guys, DeMar DeRozan, Terrence Ross, Kyle Lowry, Patrick Patterson. They've been going to work.
Yeah, they have. They have.
So, 3-2 Toronto over Brooklyn. They go to Brooklyn for game six. Who do you expect to win?
I'm going to have to give it to Toronto. Usually Toronto is the team that doesn't really even make the playoffs, and now they make the playoffs, and now they're doing really well. So I expect them to make it past the first round and go to the semis. So I'm excited for them.
I don't know. I think Brooklyn, you know, they're a veteran team. I think they pull out game six in Brooklyn.
Are you just choosing to disagree every team?
No, I'm not disagreeing. That's my choice. I feel like Brooklyn, they came back. They were down 26 points. They scored 44 points in the fourth quarter.
But I just think Toronto is just the younger team and the better team. Brooklyn, they're old. Like, come on, they're not going to – let's be real.
Toronto is the better team, but like you said, they're young, so I don't think they can – know how to close out a series.
I think they have enough experience. I think they will do okay.
I expect them to win the series in game seven. I just expect Brooklyn to win game six. And
you think Brooklyn's experience is just going to beat Toronto? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I really do. I think their veteran experience is going to help them a lot.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the last game that was happen, and that was the Portland Trailblazers at the Houston Rockets. Houston won 108-98. They starved off the elimination. They're still alive. Portland's up 3-2. They're going game six. Game six back in Portland. So, what do you think about Houston? Howard had 22 points last night.
Well, it's about time Howard went to work. I mean, like, you have Harden, you have Lynn, you have Parsons, and you have Howard. Howard should be dominant every game this whole series. I think he should have been more dominant. And finally, he has 22 points, and they end up winning the game. So, I think it says it all right there. If Howard has a good game, I think Houston's going to do well.
Well, it's been like the first couple of games, Harden wasn't really doing anything. Howard was producing. He's been consistent, but Harden, you know, he hasn't found his stroke. He's not hitting a shot.
Well, I think this is where Harden needs to gain experience. I mean, he was the sixth man at OKC, but now he's the man. He's the superstar, and I think he's learning how to be that, especially in the playoffs. So I think it's just a learning experience for him right now and just handling all the pressure that's going on right now.
Do you think that the Houston Rockets, do you think they can come back and win these next two games and move on to the next round?
Portland's pretty tough. I don't think they like losing too much. So I think Aldridge and Lillard are going to come back with a vengeance, and they're going to just put their foot down and say, we're taking the series.
Oh, yeah. Lillard and Aldridge, one of the best 1-2 punches in the league right now. Yeah. And they're young, so they're going to be together for a while if Portland can keep them. And plus, Game 6 is in Portland, and being a Laker fan and knowing how Portland is, it's very hard to win in Portland.
I totally agree with that. I totally agree.
Portland is like one of the underrated fan bases in the league right now. Since forever.
They might even be better than Oracle.
Oh, I think they can be, but Rip better City, than Oracle. Baby.
Let's go.
I know Russ would be kind of... If he was here, he would be objecting about that.
I mean, it doesn't even matter. Okay,
Rip City. Yeah, so... Oh, did you see the shirts that Houston had? They had Clutch City.
Oh, really? Now everyone wants to have their own city. You know, like Clippers have Lob City and now Rip City and then Clutch City. But, I mean, really, Houston Clutch? I mean, the last time, I think Harden choked that last shot the last game.
He did. You know, he did.
I don't know. Just...
They haven't won a title since I think Olajuwon was there.
Oh, man. That was back in the day.
Yeah, back in the 80s. So there's three games today. Three games that we're going to – that are today. And, you know, first at 4, it's the number one seed Indiana Pacers against the 8 seed Atlanta Hawks. And it's kind of surprising here. Atlanta, if they win tonight, Indiana's going home and Atlanta's moving on to the next round.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. That's crazy. I didn't expect them to do that. That was beyond me. An 8 seed beating a first seed. It's crazy to me.
Well, it did happen. You know, Golden State did beat Dallas a couple years ago when Dallas was the first seed.
But I mean, it's Atlanta.
Yeah, true. And it's the East, and you expect like the lower seeds in the East to just be terrible.
Yeah,
terrible. And Atlanta was pretty terrible. And look at. I don't see what's wrong with Indiana. What can you explain what's wrong with them right now?
I honestly couldn't even tell you. It looks like there's a lot of things going on just probably within the team or something that they're not really talking about. Paul George, I don't know what's going on with him. Roy Hibbert, he's been underachieving. I don't know.
Roy Hibbert, he was supposed to be like a defensive player of the year. He was the anchor. He's had like no points and no rebound one game. I was
that's bizarre. Or he had, like, 2 points or something like that. And, like, I don't even know how many rebounds.
Who does Atlanta have that can guard him that is just stopping them like that?
I don't even know. That's crazy. They have Al Horford.
Oh, and Paul Millsap. But, come on, Al Horford and Paul Millsap, really?
I mean, Roy
Hibbert, he's, like, 7'3". He should just,
apparently, apparently he's not doing what he's supposed to.
He can just stand there and just, like, put his arm over the basket.
Well, Atlanta's doing something right.
And, you know, I heard, like... the Pacers, their chemistry, they're just not clicking. Like, Evan Turner and Lance Stephenson got in a fist fight before the series even started.
Oh, yeah. I think, well, it's difficult for Evan Turner. I think he just came from the 76ers. So he was on a team where he was, I think, their guy, and he was their go-to guy. And now he's on another team where he kind of has to be a role player, and he has to play along with all these other guys who are also stars like Paul George and Lance Stephenson. So I think it's just
true, yeah.
So it's, I mean,
he's never, he hasn't, it seems like he hasn't like fit in yet, and that's kind of tough. You know, you're going from like a losing team and you're the guy, and then you're coming to a team that's expected to win a title, and you have all these all-stars, like you said, like Lance Stephenson, Paul George, David West, Roy Hibbert. And you know, he's coming off the bench now. He's not starting, he's not playing 35 minutes a game no more.
Yeah, so I think it's just transition, and it's just going to take time. And, I mean, you got to build that team chemistry. I think there's just a lack of trust between them. So,
do you expect Atlanta to win tonight?
I do. I really believe that they're going to win because, I mean, if Indiana's been playing the way they've been playing, I don't see why Atlanta can't take the series.
Yeah, last game, Atlanta was up by like 20. Or no, they were up by like 26 at one point, yeah. Or 27 at one point. Indiana just looks...
Jeff Teague, man, he's nice.
Oh, he is nice. Paul Millsap again. You said Al Horford. I don't even know who else they have. It's like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I don't even know. I mean, they're obviously doing something right to be winning the series. So, all right.
So, 5 p.m. tonight, next game. Number 2 seed OKC, the Thunder.
Memphis.
Going to Memphis to play the 7 seed Memphis Grizzlies. Memphis is up 3-2. They won in a not so entertaining fashion. It was very entertaining.
I bet Ibaka's kind of a little sore about the decision the ref made when he made that last second shot after the free. What was it after the free throw?
It was after the free throw. They missed the free throw and Ibaka tipped it in, but the buzzer went off before his finger was off the ball. So
and I bet he was a little sore, and it hurt him a little bit. But, I expect him to, come today and play hard and, to get that W. But I don't know. Memphis is a tough team. Yeah. Zebo
and Marc Gasol.
Oh, my God. Those two in the paint. They're ridiculous and together.
And Mike Conley running the point.
Yeah, Mike Conley, he's nice. He's nice.
He is nice. And there was a pretty controversy in the game. It was 198 late in OT, and Kevin Durant was at the free throw line. He made the first one, and then the ref gave him the ball on the second one and then blew the whistle and took the ball back before he shot the second one, and the ref was screaming at the scorer's table. And then the ref came back and gave Durant the ball, and Durant missed the free throw that could have tied the game, and then they ended up losing.
Yeah, that definitely, I think, messed up his rhythm, obviously. That's for sure. But, it was so bizarre. I didn't even know why the ref decided to do that.
Yeah.
I mean,
I heard it was, because the scoring table got – he was looking up at, the big old jumbotron that has all the fouls, and I guess they gave the wrong person the foul or something, or they didn't put the foul up, and he got all mad. But – can't you do that during a timeout? You can't take the ball away from Kevin Durant. That could be the reason why they lost. Even though Kevin Durant, you're getting paid millions of dollars, you should make a free throw and play. You shouldn't be missing. It doesn't matter what's going on.
He potentially could win MVP.
Oh yeah,
potentially.
We'll talk about that later coming up. But yeah, so game 6 in Memphis, OKC. Backs against the wall. They got to win 2 straight games. Do you expect OKC to do that and pull it out and beat Memphis and move on?
I expect Memphis to win, to be honest.
It's going to be a good game, but I do like Memphis. I like what they got in Marc Gasol and Zach Randolph. I really do. I think they're the best big man combination in the league right now.
I beg to differ. I think DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin, I mean, they're just amazing. But
are you serious right
I'm
now?
Being serious. Have you ever seen Blake Griffin throw DeAndre lob? Or you see how they just work together in the post together?
But have you seen Marc Gasol and Zach Randolph? They both can shoot more than, 10 feet.
I hope Memphis wins their series. So when we win a series, we see Memphis, and we'll definitely see who's the better team.
Okay, well, talking about the Clippers and talking about winning, 7:30, last game tonight. We got the 3rd seed Los Angeles Clippers, who's been surrounded by a whole bunch of controversy with their owner, which we'll talk about later. And they're in Golden State playing the Warriors. They're up 3-2. If they win, they move on to the next round.
Let's go, Clips.
If they win. But, so, what do you expect? What have you been seeing out of this series?
Well, I mean, Golden State, they're a tough team. But I still have faith in my team. It's my team. I have to go with the Clippers. I mean, that's what it is. And they're up 3-2, so it is what it is. The Clippers are going to take it.
Okay. Well, it's been interesting. Game 1, there was a lot of fouls called. And then game 2, there was a lot of fouls called for the Clippers, but the Golden State didn't get any of the calls. And then, the Clippers won by 30 or 40 or whatever it was.
Oh, that was a great game. Beautiful. Just excellent performance.
And who's been going to work for Golden State and the Clippers can't find an answer for him, and that's David Lee.
Really?
David Lee has been going to work.
I thought you were going to say veteran Iggy, but whoa, okay, David Lee.
David and Iggy, of course, because, you know, I think who can guard Iggy on the Clippers?
I mean, we have people. Jamal Crawford.
Jamal Crawford cannot guard Iguodala.
That's for... Are you... You're crazy.
No, I'm not crazy. Iguodala is much bigger, and he's much more physical, and he can just... You know,
Blake Griffin can guard him.
Oh, but Blake Griffin's too slow. He plays power forward. Iguodala,
I think, is, Blake Griffin's pretty fast, to be honest.
Well, no, but against Iguodala, I think Iguodala has more speed and agility to get by Griffin.
We'll see.
And you know, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. You guys, do the Clippers have an answer for them?
Oh, we definitely have an answer. Chris Paul locking up Curry. I mean, Curry's going to get his points regardless. This is what he does. He shoots threes. He does what he does. And I mean, Klay Thompson, did you see that dunk?
I did see that dunk. He dunked on Big Baby.
I mean, yes, I go for the Clips, but I mean, I can't get mad at a good play.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, Stephen and Klay Thompson, they're going to do what they do. They're going to knock down their threes, and I mean, they're going to get their points.
True,
so that's
true.
A definite thing. Like, I totally understand that, but I still have to go with the Clips.
Okay. Well, I believe that Golden State might pull it out tonight.
I knew you were gonna say that, like
Russell would say, in the Roracle. You know, and I think the fan, they're gonna feed off the home team, the fans, they're gonna feed off the vibe and the energy. Cool.
I think the Clippers are going to have an edge to them because, I mean, the controversy they've been going through and all the good news, I think they're going to have a good energy and ready to go to just be ready to knock Golden State out.
We'll see. But that's tonight, 7:30, the Clippers-Golden State. So check out all the games. If the Clippers win, they move on to the second round.
Let's go.
If Golden State wins, they're going to Game 7 back in Los Angeles. We're going to take a quick break. And we'll be back after this. This is Jay Smoo, and that's King KD. And we'll be back after this. What do you hold you when your feet lay low? Maybe you should know.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Ballers Live. Jay Smooth, and you are?
King KD.
We're here in the studio, just chilling. It's a nice summer, well, not summer day, but it's a nice May day. It's May. It's May 1st.
Hey.
To inform you guys, this is will be my last show, so I'm glad you're here, King
KD. Of course. You know, anything for you, man.
I'm glad you're here. Also, even though it's not basketball, but sports related, the Los Angeles Kings came back from a 3-0. They were down 3-0 in the series.
Oh my God. Mighty Ducks.
So they beat the San Jose Sharks. Sorry for these Bay Area people who are Sharks fans.
Hey, SoCal.
Yeah. But yeah, the Kings, they won. They're moving on, and they're going to play actually the Anaheim Ducks.
Exactly. Well, I'm excited for this because, you know, I'm from Anaheim, I would love to see the Kings lose. So it would be lovely.
We won the Stanley Cup a couple of years ago.
So. Okay, that doesn't even matter.
Well, anyway, before we get in the heated discussion, we got other things to talk about than
you're
hockey.
Right.
So, because of your Clippers, you're a Clipper fan, Clipper expert here.
Bumped them blippers.
You're like a Clipper Daryl.
Okay.
I want to get your thoughts about, you know, Donald Sterling. If no one knows who Donald Sterling is, Donald Sterling is the Clippers owner who... Huh? Oh. Donald Sterling is the Clippers owner who made some racist remarks. Got caught in audio talking about to his girlfriend who is African-American and Mexican-American. She's a mix. And he was saying that he's in a culture and he can't change his culture and he doesn't want to be seen. He was talking trash about Magic Johnson.
Yeah, it was. He didn't want his girlfriend to be in an Instagram picture with her.
Instagram picture, yeah. And he's all, I don't want you to be seen around them. You can hang out with them in private, but in public, I don't like that.
Yeah, I mean, when I found out, I was upset, especially being a Clippers fan. You would think you would have a great owner and a guy who wants to run a great organization, but to find this out, it's really upsetting and it's disappointing. And like, I totally understand how the players felt and what they did and not wearing their practice or warm-up shirts inside out and not wanting to represent that, because that's not what the Clippers are supposed to be about. They're supposed to be about an organization that wants to win. And the NBA is an international sport, so you have all these cultures. So I don't understand how an owner such as Donald Sterling could feel such a way when you're in the NBA.
Yeah, and there's been like stories out, like Baron Davis, who used to play for the Clippers a couple years ago. He said that Donald Sterling was like this. He's always been like this. Just no one knew. It was never public. But Donald Sterling was like this. And I don't understand how you can make comments like that about African-Americans, where most of his team is African-American.
So, yeah, that's crazy.
His coach, Doc Rivers, is African-American. So I don't understand how you can make comments like that. And most of his fans are minorities. So I don't see how.
Yeah, it's really odd to me. I don't know. Like, I guess, I mean, you have to really know the guy to understand.
Yeah, true.
But,
true.
I mean, it was... I don't know if his girlfriend intentionally tried to do this to get him caught or something like that. Yeah,
that was weird. I don't know. Maybe because maybe she knows how he was like and she just decided to do it like this.
But, I mean, he's banned $2.5 million.
Oh, yeah. He did. Yeah. The commissioner, Adam Silver, did come down on him. So they banned him for life, fined him $2.5 million, took him off the owner table, took him off all that, the owner's board. And they're going to urge him to sell the Clippers. And there's been there was just I just saw a report that if the NBA tries to force Donald Sterling to sell the team, he will sue. He will sue the NBA. So it's going to be a big old ugly thing, which is unfortunate because the Clippers are one of the premier franchises in the league now.
Yeah, I mean, they're in the playoffs, and it's a lot for the team to handle. I mean, the day after when they had the game against the Golden State Warriors, they had a horrible game. I mean, you could totally tell they weren't focused on what they had to do. They were more worried about what was going on with the public and the controversy that was going on with Donald Sterling. So, and now that when they found out this that he was banned and he got a good punishment, I feel that the Clippers are a little happy about that, so I feel like they're going to come out and play.
Oh, yeah. The players' union of the NBA, they said that if the commissioner didn't have a great punishment for Donald Sterling, that they were going to boycott games. Like, for example, I just saw a story on the Bleacher Report that said that the Warriors, the team that Clippers are playing in the playoffs, were going to, if it wasn't a good punishment, they were going to do all the pregame activities, do like warm-ups, and they were going to do
the tip-off,
and do the starting lineups introductions. And then as soon as the jump ball, the tip-off happened, they were all going to just, the Warriors were going to just walk off the court and not even play the game. And that's crazy because it's a playoff game. And it was, at that time, it was a 2-2 series. Yep. So they were going to, they didn't really even matter about the game. They just mattered. They wanted respect and they felt like that was a bigger issue and that was a bigger moral for them than winning a game and going on and winning a championship.
And this whole thing, it hasn't just affected the Clippers. It's affected everyone. I mean, everyone has something to say about this. I mean, the other day we were watching a video of Lil Wayne and he was talking about this whole situation. Oh, yeah. And that was pretty interesting. And then, it's been a huge thing. The Heat also, they did the same thing as the Clipper did when they turned their warm-ups inside out.
So. Yeah, and the Spurs and Mavericks one game, they wore black shoes and black socks.
Yeah, and the Nets, they wore black headbands too.
Yeah, so it's been a big, it's kind of taken over the playoffs. Everyone's just talking about this Donald Sterling story instead of the playoffs, which, and that's kind of unfortunate because the first round, this has been the best first round of the NBA playoffs in a while now because there's a lot of good series going on, a lot of upsets, a lot of close games.
Yeah. So, instead of the traditional blowout, all right, we expect this team to
win. There's for example, these lower seeds in each conference are playing toe to toe with these top teams that are everyone expects to win the championship. So there's been stories out, there's been some leaks and reports that about
a new owner
for the Clippers, and that people are interested. And there's been, like, for example, Oprah has been
YG 400, baby, bumped them blippers.
So there's Oprah, there's Magic Johnson of all people, Floyd Mayweather. I heard Sean Puffy Combs. Diddy.
That's crazy. I mean, Magic Johnson owning the Clippers. I mean, to be on the Lakers for as long as he was and then to own the Clippers, I think that would be a little funny to me. I don't know.
That would be a little funny, you know. But
or even Oprah.
Oh. Well, they would have all the money in the world. They can buy any player they want now.
I know. So I kind of want Oprah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it'd be a bad thing. Does she go into detail about this? Or
No, I don't know. I just saw that Oprah was interested. There's a lot of people interested. But again, Donald Sterling said he would sue if the NBA told him to, you know, sell the team.
That's crazy to me. I mean, why would you want to sue the NBA when you were the one in the wrong and said? I mean, I understand it's how you feel and that's how you've been raised. But I mean, to say it out loud and then still want to own this organization, I think it would be absurd.
It brings in a lot of money because, you know, they got, you know, Chris Paul, Cliff Paul, whatever his name is. Chris Paul, and then they got Blake Griffin. So they got a lot of like top star players, and you know it brings in the money, and that's why he doesn't want to sue, because it's revenue. It still brings in money to him. But I do expect him. I think he will sell the team. He's gonna sell the team. They're gonna make him sell. Even I don't think he is gonna sue. He'll probably try to sue, but I think it's not gonna go anywhere. I don't think he'll win. I don't think he'll get anything out of it because there's just too much evidence going against him. So look who's in the house.
Hey,
Russell,
Stank Daddy.
All right, get on the mic. Get on the mic. The champ is here. We were just talking about Donald Sterling.
Yeah.
Donald Sterling, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, Donald Sterling. It's an interesting thing, right?
Serious, bro.
Bumped and bloopers,
right? What are your thoughts about this?
I mean, it's wrong. It's wrong.
It is wrong.
There's really nothing good to it. Nothing. But yeah. I was just reading today, and Mayweather.
Yeah, I heard.
Mayweather's interested in buying the Clippers.
And Oprah. I heard Oprah.
Yeah.
YG.
Well, I think Oprah is just, she's just saying that. I don't think she's really going to buy the Clippers.
I mean, she has all the money.
She does have all the money, but
she got that bread,
I think she's just doing that for, like, you know.
Why would she just want to bring that up. I mean, she has the money. I think she could completely do if she really wanted to. And it would just be pocket change, I think.
Pocket change.
It would be pocket change.
She makes like $8,000 like a minute or something.
Something like that.
I mean,
how about Magic Johnson? What do you think of Magic Johnson buying the Clippers?
Oh, no, he's not.
Why not?
I don't think he'll buy it.
Why? Because he's a Laker, a former Laker player.
He said he's interested.
I think, yeah, former Laker. Why would you?
Well, it brings the money. You know? He owns the Dodgers. He owns some of the Dodgers.
He owns who?
The Dodgers.
Oh. L.A., baby.
What?
Yeah.
You mean Anaheim, Keith?
Okay.
Yeah. We're talking about the Clippers. What do you know, he gave his thoughts about the game tonight. So let's get your thoughts about the game. Yeah.
In the Oracle?
Yeah, he said that Portland was a better home venue than the Oracle.
Portland?
It's underrated, but I think they're way better. It's personal opinion.
Obviously.
Say what you have to say, Russell.
Okay. Tonight, game 6, my prediction.
You're done. Clippers, let's go. Clippers.
Let's listen to what he's got to say. Have radio etiquette here. Act like you have home training, please. At the Oracle game 6, it's gonna be a tough one. You know, DeAndre's coming off a big game. Yeah. Blake,
25
another
points.
Let's have some home training, please.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay. I know you're just saying.
Just throwing some stats out there.
Anyways, Blake, you know, big game. CP3, big game. But I'm expecting home crowd, big energy. Warriors pull it out. We go back to L.A.
Game 7.
Yeah, Game 7.
Oh, okay.
Which has been predicted by everyone. The series is going to go 7.
Yeah, it's a good series.
But, I mean, I really hope for the Clippers to win. But
that's good. Hope. Keyword. They're not going to get it done.
They're going to get it done. They lost in the first round last year. I think they're going to definitely come this year. They have the mentality like, you know what, I'm not going to lose again. So we're gonna take out the Golden State.
Yeah, that's why it's going to go Game 7. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I think it's going to end tonight, but
okay.
We'll find out.
Well, we'll see. It's going to be a good game, 7:30 tonight in the Oracle.
Thank you.
And Golden State.
Put on for the down, baby.
Golden State down 3-2.
Lob City.
Lob City win. If the Clippers win, they move on and either play the winner of Memphis or OKC. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
Your heart cost. Oh, can we call it a and a debt that I owe on a bet that I lost. Thank you. Can you see my eyes looking back at you? No disguise. I'm not sure who you think you'll see. I'm just hoping you still know that it's me. Oh, what if it's true? A bitter estimate inside. Oh, oh, there seem to be two. One steals her love and the other one hides. Yeah, can we call it alone? Till I'm paid in full for the seeds I've sown. Yeah, can we say that I've grown in some way that we may have yet to be shown? Oh, if I'd only known what your heart cost. Oh, can we call it a loan and a debt that I owe on a bet that I lost? Just a poor boy, though my story seldom told. I've squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jests, still a man hears what he wants to hear, and disregards the rest. When I left my home and family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they know. La la la, la 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 la. La 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 la. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come on from the whores on Seventh Avenue. I do declare, there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. Then I'm laying out my winter clothes, wishing I was gone, gone home.
where the New York City winters are bleeding me. Stands a boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down, cut into and cried out in his anger and his shame. Well, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains. He still remains.
You just talk, bro.
All right, here we back. We got a full house here.
Hey.
Got, you know, Stank Daddy, King KD, and DJ DV. He just joined us right now. We got a big old full house here, and we're going to talk about Mike D'Antoni resigning. I'm very happy. I was jumping up for joy.
All right, chill out. I was kind of happy for you guys too, because Lakers had a horrible season. You let the Bobcats make the playoffs, and Lakers.
How did we make the Bobcats? They play in the East.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
How they play in the East?
It doesn't even matter.
They play in the East.
I mean, Bobcats have never made
the
playoffs.
You know, so. Our owner's not a racist. How about that? How do you feel about that?
Let's go around the room.
Thoughts about D'Antoni resigning.
I'm happy for you guys. You need a new coach, because this guy. I mean, when he was with the Phoenix Suns, I mean, they were nice. He had Amari Stoudemire and Steve Nash. And
well, Steve Nash was like 20 years younger. He's like 50 now.
I know. 52. So thank. You should be thankful.
Yeah, we're going to be contending for the title next year.
Okay, it takes some time for rebuilding. You need some new
players. You should know. 30 years. How long was it for the club?
Wow, but I mean, look at us now. We're going to, you know, we're the third seed. Where are you guys at?
At home.
Exactly. So that's what I thought. Pass it over here to Stank Daddy.
I guess I'll leave that one alone, Keith. I'll save you. But anyways, I guess it's good. I guess it's good for the Lakers, you know, him resigning, picking up, just having all these options to get other great coaches out there.
Yeah, they're talking about they were going to reach out to Tom Thibodeau, John Calipari, Kevin Ollie, Lionel Hollins. They were talking about
too. Yeah, Lionel Hollins, and those are the two. Lionel Hollins, and then the coach for UConn is what I've heard a lot more about. Because he's from. What is he from? LA?
I think
he's from SoCal.
Yeah.
So it'd be like a homecoming. But it'd be tough to like leave those guys after winning the national championship and, you know, all the hard work they put through. But I guess it's a business.
Yeah, it's all about business.
But I mean, I don't see that. I see this as a rebuilding, but I think the Lakers are a playoff team next year with Kobe coming back. I'm expecting, like, you know, big, big season from him.
Yeah. And they got money to spend, pick up free agents, and they got a top nine pick.
They got a lot of room in the cap room.
It's easy for them because they're easily going to get a lottery and then pick up someone in free agency, then have Kobe, and then keep some of the pieces with Gasol and Nash. Hopefully those guys stay healthy. Yeah, they just pick up, get a coach, and I think they'll be a decent team next year.
Yeah.
So we'll see. What you think, DV? What you think?
You know, I was listening to them talk on SportsCenter and all, and they said that D'Antoni was going to get fired regardless of next year because of how the team was going to look next year and the numbers they were putting up as a team. I think it was a good decision. Maybe he can find another job somewhere else, you know, make some changes somewhere else.
D'Antoni,
he wasn't going to do anything in LA. He wasn't.
Yeah, no. He was set up to fail. There was really no talent there.
Yeah.
No talent. I heard that if the Warriors lose in the first round and they end up firing Mark Jackson, that D'Antoni would like to go to Golden State.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the rumor. Mark Jackson's on a hot seat right now. I don't really approve or feel that's the need because, I mean, they had, like, the most wins in a long time, 51 wins, whatever. But I guess, like, again, it's a business. And I think D'Antoni would fit because when he was with the Phoenix Suns, they were a fast-break team, and that's kind of how the Warriors play, is run and gun. And he has shooters, he has talent, so he could thrive up there. But, I mean, I really like Mark Jackson.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to fire Mark Jackson. I think if they do, that's a dumb move.
He's a great fit for them. So,
yeah. I think that they take Mark Jackson now, it's gonna make the team worse.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Because he's connected with all the players, and then the players have to start all over. I think that what the Warriors need is to give Steph Curry another 2 years for him to be just to blossom just a little bit more, make him a real superstar.
True, yeah.
And then they'll be the 1, 2, and 3 seed, and Northern California is just going to start going wild.
Yeah.
They you know, they could have been a 1-2-3 seed. It's just the West is so stacked and loaded that there's like,
and it's not going to get easier. Like with the Kings, if everything up there works well and people stay, the Kings are going to be a tough team.
Oh yeah.
Cuz they got Isaiah Thomas, they just got Rudy Gay. DeMarcus Cousins is getting better.
Owner Shaq, so you know obviously Shaq wants to win.
Oh, he's going
to
make some moves.
Yeah. So the West is just
it's going to be interesting next year.
And you can
West.
See it in the playoff series, you know.
Like
The games are going 6-7.
In the East, which I'm surprised, Atlanta's got Indiana on the ropes right now. They're up 3-2.
It's the playoffs.
Atlanta.
Nobody wants to lose.
Except Charlotte.
Heard that.
Except Charlotte.
Took an early ticket.
It was expected.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it has been a very exciting first round playoff. This has been the most exciting first round I've seen in, like, years.
Yeah, agreed.
Usually people are getting swept. It's usually like 4-1, 4-0.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like 3-2. It's about to go like 4-3, I think.
Yeah, I think like the games like tonight, Oklahoma City and Memphis Grizzlies, I think Oklahoma City will win, take that game 7, and then the only team I think tonight loses is Indiana. I think they're going to lose to Atlanta.
Yeah.
I hope they do.
They got a lot of issues.
I agree with you,
DB. They got a lot of in-house issues with the Pacers.
I know. They're getting fist fights. Lance Stephenson. They don't like how his intensity, but he's been the most consistent one out of all of them.
Yeah.
I think the only real house issue is with the Clippers.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's the big one.
I mean, the Pacers, I saw it was towards the end of the regular season. There was a picture of Paul George, George Hill, Lance Stephenson all going out to the mall before their game. It's crazy. Like, if you want to take your job seriously and you want to win, you know, why are you going to the mall?
Oh yeah.
on game day.
I know they lost, and like I think they went fishing like right after the game.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I saw Paul that? George went fish,
yeah, they
fishing
went, yeah, after they got blown out by Atlanta in game one, he went fishing after and looked all happy.
I mean they're good, but you're not winning.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, like, that determines your legacy in the NBA is rings.
Yeah, true. Kobe has 5.
So far.
That's what I'm saying. So I think, like,
Kobe's an individual player.
To me, Charles Barkley's a great player.
Oh, yeah.
But he don't got a ring.
Carl Malone.
John Stockton.
Oh, that commercial, Damian Lillard. Oh, yeah. Talking about legends and rings and stuff. Yeah. I think it's so funny.
That was funny. That was real funny.
I thought that was hilarious. Did you guys hear about Damian Lillard's contract with Adidas?
What
happened?
He's making $100 million.
Yeah, $100 million.
And he's donating that, though. He's putting it to the Oakland Rebels, his former AAU team. They're like sponsored by all Adidas gear.
Yeah.
Like brand new crazy lights, Adidas jerseys, Adidas bags, and then they put an AAU gauntlet, like the Nike Elite AAU league. They made an Adidas one, so more recognition for like these young players.
That's good.
Yeah.
Giving back to the community.
And also heard that Damian Lillard's coming out with his own shoe pretty soon.
Like off Adidas or
off
just
Adidas.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
I heard that.
Maybe
Damian.
You guys can grab him up or something like that.
I don't know. Maybe. See what Coach Book thinking about.
Yeah. See what Keith.
Yeah. You know, Keith needs some new. I heard the Concords are coming out. The new
one. Oh, yeah. They're coming out on Saturday. I'm stoked, but I'm sad that I won't be getting them.
Oh, I want them too.
That's
they
awesome.
Probably will run out of my size in the
yeah.
first 2 minutes.
Well, actually, you might have more luck.
Yeah, you might have a luck. The bigger the size.
You know how many sneakerheads are?
There's but the bigger the we size. Right
yeah, here. The bigger the size, the better the more. The luck.
You know how many sneakerheads are.
You know how many 6'8 players there are?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a decent amount.
There's quite a few.
I
ran into a couple of them.
But yeah, the Concords, I'm excited for those, but it's unfortunate.
Yeah, you can't get them. It's okay.
Yeah, it's
you
all
can
right.
cry.
It later. Hurts a little bit.
I saw some kid. He was like 8 years old. He was he's playing in some Birmingham Barons. What is it? The ones that just recently came out.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I wanted them so bad, and I saw him playing in them, and I was just so disappointed.
I was. I hate when players do that when they play in Jordans and
no,
stuff.
No, I think
and
it's
like,
cool. I think it's cool.
But I get so sad. It's like they're expensive shoes, and I want to just wear them just to wear, and people play in them, and I'm just like, dang.
I got a pair of LeBrons that were 180. Those were more than the Birmingham Barons.
You know, it's kind of sad.
There's just not enough of them to go around, so that's why I get. I'm like, oh man, I want that shoe.
I kind of get a little sad when I see people like wearing like basketball shoes, but they don't play basketball. They're just wearing them.
I hate that.
Casually.
That's one thing I do hate.
I was just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, someone else can use those for better purposes, and you're just wearing them just to wear them.
To look cute.
I mean, sometimes it looks okay. Like
LeBrons, you can pull it off with some LeBrons.
Maybe. Depends on the LeBrons you're wearing. But like, if you're wearing, some Hyper Dunks just to be wearing some Hyper Dunks, come on, man.
I know I do be seeing people just walking around in Hyper Dunks.
If you see, a dude in some Levi's and some Hyper Fuse, I'm a little confused.
Going to the beach in them and shit.
Going to work in some Hyper Chaos or something.
Or Hyper Aggressors.
Yeah. Hyper Aggressors.
Oh, man. Okay. Oh, no. All right. It's been fun, guys. Thank you for joining. This is my last show, so I'd like to thank all of you for, coming in and talking about basketball. So it's playoffs. It's going to be fun. So I'd like to thank you guys.
Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
King KD.
All right.
Hey.
DJ Stank Daddy.
And
DJ DV.
All right. Hey. Thank you, guys. This is radio.dominican.edu. And thank you for listening throughout the season.